Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. All right, it's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and I can prove it.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me there, Joel?
I see you, man.
Hi.
Yeah, I can. Sorry, I think I missed my cue there.
That's... Love it. It's all right, man. It's been one of those mornings here. This show's called Daily Scramble Live, and I usually do it with another guy, Tyler Russell, who's, like, brilliant at doing the knobs and switches, and I have completely messed up so many times this morning, I can't even tell you. It's perfectly
all right.
It's perfectly all right. Nobody died. It's just radio. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Wolf Alice, doing really great. Come out to the States, have fun and do gigs.
Yeah, so we're doing it at the moment. I mean, I'm just working up in San Diego, and I went to bed in, where did I go to sleep? That was yesterday. I was in Phoenix yesterday.
Oh, you were in Phoenix?
Yeah, Arizona. Sorry, Phoenix. It was actually a really, really sick gig. I really enjoyed it.
You have a good time. I should tell our listeners that Joel is the drummer from the band Wolf Alice, who are just going mental in Britain. I mean, it's your first album out, like, went in at number two, and record songs just going potty, doing festivals, and now you're out in the States. Tomorrow night at the Fonda Theatre, which is a big venue in LA, great venue to play. And tonight at San Diego's Irenic, San Francisco on Thursday. Have you been out to the States before, Joel?
Yeah, this is actually probably like a third full tour of the US.
Oh, great, okay.
We came out, we've done South by Southwest, and we did some stuff earlier in the year, and it's like our third time going back.
So, but this time you sort of come back as conquering heroes rather than doing sort of South by Southwest and looking for a deal and trying to hustle. Is it very different this time?
Yeah, it has been different this time. Like, the shows have been noticeably bigger, and because you've got an album out, people know the words. Certain songs that, you know, you kind of like debut for the first time in front of people a couple of months ago. So this is more of a connection to people, I think. It's kind of, you can play whatever you like, and there's more of a chance of actually knowing what you're doing, which gets more of a reaction. And it's just been great to, like, see bits of America that kind of grew up dreaming you get to go to, and playing shows and they're selling out and stuff. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Now, you guys were broken, really, on British radio by putting a track up on SoundCloud. It's all very modern, and yet radio helped you to get moving. So it must talk a bit about that, because people say radio's dying, and yet bands like you do really well through DJs picking up on you and playing.
Yeah. Well, in the US, definitely, we started off, like, KCRW was a huge factor into what, you know, kind of started happening. A lot of those college radios and independent radio stations, like, have been invaluable to helping us get, you know, forward in the little steps that we've been taking and stuff, and some of the sessions we've done, and definitely in the UK as well. You know, Radio One been a huge supporter of us, and XFM was, and you know, we've been very blessed that people seem to want to, like, hear our tracks on the radio, which is kind of weird. But, I don't think radio is going anywhere, to be fair. I don't see how it could or why it would, you know.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I need it, you know, I've got bills to pay and it pays my wages, so I'm really glad to hear it. And we love to break the new music, and you guys have got that very sort of British quintessential kind of folky, grungy thing that nobody can really tell, nobody can put it in a box, and I love that. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. We've been playing tracks from the new album, and I'm going to look back in your back catalogue and play some old stuff. I see you've reworked a track for this album. I'm just reading it here.
Yeah, Bros.
Of course, Bros. What's different? I haven't heard the new one. What's different about it?
Well, it's sonically just a different song, and we gave it a chorus that it didn't have on a previous version. I don't know. We've grown up with that song. It was a very early, it was one of the first songs Ellie ever wrote, and there's a few different versions flying around, and it's just one that fits more into context of the band that Wolf Alice are today rather than the band that Wolf Alice were like 3 years ago when we recorded the other version.
Right.
And people got pretty miffed, I think, when they heard this one, and some people didn't, some people liked it. But we wanted to put it on the record, but we didn't want to stick on the old version, which we recorded in like 15 hours, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you kind of should show if you've made some sort of like progression as a band creatively or even sonically. I think it's quite good to represent that, and it fits better in the track listing as it is. And there's loads of reasons for it. I always feel like I'm defending
I think the old rules have gone out of the window. It's so great that people are collaborating. They're doing cover tunes now that perhaps 15 years ago, nobody would have dared to touch, you know, doing a Doors song or whatever, a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's just, it's all out there for everybody to do. And if you want to do a remix or it's not even a remix, just a re-recorded version of a song, you think you could do it in a different way. I think that's fantastic. It's really interesting.
Oh, thank you.
It's really interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the gig is tonight at San Diego's Irenic, and tomorrow at the Fonda Theatre. That's going to be a blast, mate. You're going to have a ball.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped for that one, actually. I've been pumped for every show, actually. Every single gig's been really fun, and we couldn't have asked for a better crowd to be coming out. And I think tonight's sold out, and last night was sold out. And, you know, it's like quite buzzy shows for us to be involved in. And we're just really happy to be over here, and just, you know, it's lucky. Right.
Well, I'm glad you feel fortunate, because you are, but you're very talented, and the band's great and really interesting music.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for just being you. And listen, if you're on your way up from San Diego to LA, if you ever feel like popping into Laguna Beach, tell your road manager you want to go to Laguna Beach and see that little radio station. We'd love to have you.
That sounds great. I'll definitely pass a message on. Anything involving a beach sounds pretty sick to me.
It's a pretty nice place. And you know what? I'm going away this week. I won't be here tomorrow, but next time you're in town, I'll make sure there's hobnobs and a cup of tea for you.
Oh, that literally sounds like bliss. That's the one thing I think I've been missing, mate, is a nice cup of tea.
My wife will be here. She'll make a nice cup of tea in my grandma's crockery.
Oh, it just gets better. I'm from home.
Hey, Joel from Wolf Alice. I'm so delighted to talk to you, mate. Really lovely to hear your voice, and I'm glad you're doing well. Band's great. Have a good time, and we'll see you next time around.
Thank you so much. Have a brilliant day, all right, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you, mate. Cheers.